Hey kids, let's wake up. This is Jeremy. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. Today we are talking about the fact that God made Adam and Eve holy and happy. That's how he created them. But of course, we know they sinned, so they didn't stay that way. Now, on a past episode, for a whole week, we talked about the fact that God made Adam and Eve in his image. Today, we're going to talk about how that teaches us that Adam and Eve were created holy and happy. But before we get to that, we have an incredibly ridiculous joke of the day.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Dallas.
What do you give a sick lemon?
What?
Lemonade.
Hey guys, it's Jeremy. It's time for you to wake up to the fact that God created Adam and Eve holy and happy. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, it says that God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. We talked in the past in another episode about what it means to be created in God's image, and we all are created in God's image. But Adam and Eve, the first ones, were created in God's image. That means they were like God. Not exactly like God, but similar to God. There are things about Adam and Eve that are like God in a different way from any other parts of God's creation. And part of that is Adam and Eve were holy. They were completely separate from sin, and they were born with the ability to choose to do righteousness instead of sin, to do what God wanted them to do instead of disobeying him. They had that opportunity. They were not born guilty. They had the freedom to choose to obey God. And because of that holiness, that separation from sin, Adam and Eve had perfectly happy lives when they were first created. Everything was safe. They had all the food that they could need. They enjoyed spending time with each other. They enjoyed God's creation. They enjoyed a special relationship with God where they walked with him and talked with him. Their life was happy because they were holy. They had no fear, no danger, no reason to be sad or afraid because of their right relationship with God, because they were separated from sin, but they chose to sin. Even when nothing was forcing them to, even when it wasn't a natural thing for them to do, they chose to disobey God. And that disobedience, first of all, affected their holiness, and then also affected their happiness. The consequences of disobeying God changed the image of God forever in Adam and Eve. They were still made in God's image, but it wasn't showing up in the same way. They now were not as holy. They now were not as happy because they had chosen to sin. And you and I were born into that condition. We still are made in God's image, but that image is marred. It's changed. It doesn't look the same because we are born natural sinners. Fortunately, God loved Adam and Eve enough, and God loves me and you enough that he wanted to rescue us from the consequences of our sin. He wanted to put us back in a right relationship with him so we could be holy again, separated from sin, set apart to be used by God. So he sent his son, Jesus, God the Son, who has existed forever and never, ever sinned, always been holy, to live a perfect life and then to suffer the consequences of our sin. Remember, he's completely holy. He's separated from sin completely, but he came to earth. He gave up his right to be safe and comfortable and happy and suffered in our place. Not just suffered, but died to take the punishment we deserve. So that now, if you'll turn away from your sin and put your trust in him, you'll go from being a lost person without true holiness, without true happiness, to being a child of God, put back in a right relationship with God, your sin washed away like it never happened, set apart from sin, set apart for God to use. That's what holiness means. And adopted back into his family so you can have real, eternal happiness. Now, if you've already done that, man, let's celebrate that. Thank you, God, for making a way for us to be holy and happy again. If you never have, would you consider today, just think about talking to your parents or another Christian adult that you trust about becoming a child of God. Your life has happiness in it, but not the way God meant for it to be. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you don't know what it really means to be happy.